Good morning. You are listening to Morning Edition on Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Right now it is overcast and 56 degrees outside the studio. I'll be back with a full weather report in just about 15, 20 minutes or so at the bottom of the hour. But it is time for the morning interview, and I am very excited to welcome into the studio this morning Sitka's City Tourism Manager, Judson Rusk. Welcome to the morning interview, Judson.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
And also, we have Interim Contract Manager from Visit Sitka, Victoria Wright. Welcome to the morning interview, Victoria.
Hi, thank you.
Great to have you both here. The main topic of discussion this morning is the TBMP, which is an acronym that stands for what, Judson? You want to get jumping with this?
I appreciate the gusto you said that. TBMP stands for Tourism Best Management Practices. So the TBMP program, the name is kind of on the nose. It's a set of guidelines designed to give best management to the tourism industry here in town.
And in a nutshell, what's the history of this document? What inspired it?
The truth is, Sitka is actually kind of late to the game on this one. TBMP programs similar to this one have existed in Southeast. I think Juneau was the first one to do it. They started theirs in 1997. So it's been around for a while. We adopted ours from various parts of everyone else's TBMPs, right? So we took the guidelines that have been working in other similar communities. We adapted them to make them Sitka specific. We officially launched on the 1st of this month.
So you could say that we're a little late to the game, but maybe we're just, we're not the early tech adopters. We just sit back and watch people and then just take the good parts that
we
work.
We absolutely have the best version of it, yeah.
Absolutely. Victoria, can you, talking about where it came from, but what are some general, what are some of the guidelines? I think the answer is everybody, but who's the main thrust of the TBMP? What's it informing? Can you give us kind of an outline of that?
Yeah. The guidelines kind of cover lots of different sectors of the tourism industry. It's meant for the tourism industry. Businesses can sign on as members and say, yes, I am going to adhere to the guidelines. It covers everything from like flight seeing tours to wildlife boat tours, driving tours, walking tours, all sorts of stuff. Businesses can sign on and say, yep, I'm going to be part of the guidelines. And then the other component of the program is a public hotline where people can call in and report concerns in regards to the guidelines. And then those are routed through myself to the appropriate parties to catch them.
So with the guidelines, businesses can take a look at them, which we can talk about where to go see those in just a minute. But the incentive to follow along with this, to look at it and say, yeah, this is going to help make things flow better for everybody. Is that fair?
Yeah. That's the goal. It's a peer pressure model, essentially. Peer regulated, industry
regulated. For lack of a better term.
Yeah.
So it is it's a self-governed process, okay. Right? So kind of the idea of best management practices is the idea that, everybody, every business wants to put their best foot forward, right? And this is how it's operated in other Southeast communities. And those businesses want to know when they are doing something that the public doesn't like or doesn't necessarily fit into what works best for town. And then those are seen by the public, by other operators, by business owners. They get reported to TBMP. And there's really no enforcement on our part. We just kind of let them know. And most people want to do what is best for the industry, best for town, best for themselves. So
right.
It's a self-governing program.
Okay. And then I guess, like you said, this is the first, it's been a couple year process of getting this set up for Sitka, but is it correct to say, Judson, that this is the first summer that this has really been sort of posted and informing things happening this year?
Oh yes, absolutely. The conversation originally started here in town about a TBMP program during the Tourism Task Force a few years ago. Last summer was supposed to be the initial soft launch.
Okay.
And the just sort of like the infrastructure wasn't there to make sure that it happened, right? Last year, I think there was a hotline And that was about it. So we really put some effort into it this year to make sure that there is a lot more engagement.
Excellent. Victoria, you mentioned about sort of the public feedback, the hotline. First off, what is the website where people can go to see the TBMP?
Yeah, the website is tbmpsitka.com. We have the guidelines posted up there, a document that kind of outlines the procedures and how the program operates in detail. And then there is also the contact form for concerns and a phone number and email address. The phone number is 907-747-4088, and people can reach us at contact@tbmpsitka.com.
So, and as you said, too, the email and the phone number will be on the website.
Yes,
tbmpsitka.com. Okay, so start there, absolutely. And then you can find all the other information there that you would need for information and feedback. Can you talk to us, Victoria, just a little bit about, or both of you if you want, about the review process? Is there's a kind of a, we get to the end of the season in October, and then is there a big meeting, like get the minds together and reflect, or maybe surveys to fill out? How does that end of the season process look for this year?
Yeah, so at the end of the season, we'll pull together the members of the TBMP program to get that initial discussion going about how the guidelines work for them, what's working, what isn't, pull that feedback together. Then it will also go to the Forest Service and the tribe to get some broader feedback, and then all together back to the Tourism Commission to put heads together and consolidate all of that feedback and update guidelines for the following year, which will ideally be live around like February, March for the upcoming season.
All right. Okay. So and like you said, then this should be resulting in like the most current, the most relevant document for the community of Sitka. Yeah, Judson?
Yeah, absolutely. The idea is that this is always a living, breathing document that can change and update not only based on what the community needs, but what the business owners and partners need. And then, you know, I don't need to say this to anyone in this town, but like sometimes the industry changes. and that will also be taken into consideration. So it's an annual review process that takes into consideration, like Victoria said, all the business owners, and then, of course, the public feedback that we receive throughout the year. And then during those review meetings, the public is also welcome to participate.
Excellent. So tbmpsitka.com for everything related to the form that we're talking about. But Judson, you're not new to Sitka. You grew up here, but you are recently moved back to Sitka with your family.
Absolutely. I just got here permanently again. Like I said, I grew up here. I moved away about 14 years ago, and I moved back like 9 days ago. So my house is still absolutely just box.
I was gonna say
box mountain in chaos.
We're on the same block, and yeah, I've seen the moving truck and the boxes and people going in and out. So my condolences for the process that you're in right now. But welcome back.
It's really fun to try and get it done with my family and trying to build routines. And yeah,
it'll be memorable. I remember my kids were little when we moved in, playing in the moving boxes and all of that stuff. You know, is good memories. But can you give us, I know you're just getting your bearings and everything. And Victoria too, of course, please chime in. But how's our season so far? Anything we want to check in on? Everything with the cruise ship dock and all the interactions with what's going on? What do you see so far this season?
So far it's been going really well. We've had a few bumps in the road, but honestly nothing that doesn't happen every year, things that were anticipated. And, we're generally seeing a lot of positive movement in this season. Biggest one being the continuing growth of the MOU we have with the dock at the end of the road, and doing a really good job of managing the cruise ship numbers, the cruise ship passenger numbers on a daily basis. And that's just going to continue to grow and evolve. And then since getting back to town, I've been in contact with quite a few downtown business owners who just want to talk to me about, you know, observations, concerns, thoughts. If anyone's listening, I'm all ears. Please reach out to me. And then that also goes to everyone in the public. If you want to have someone to get, you know, catch my ear about tourism, like my door is always open.
Yeah, and it's great that you moved here literally right in the middle of none of this whole, like, let's get there and have a few months to anticipate the season.
I tried, but you know, finding housing and childcare was rather difficult.
There's so many factors involved, especially with a move to a place like Sitka. So, welcome, and thank you for all of that. Absolutely, Ben Judson's ear if you want to talk about any of these topics. And then just to finish up, Victoria, from a Visit Sitka perspective, how's the 2026 season?
Yeah, much of the same from what Judson said. I've been hearing great things, and yeah, things are going well, and I feel like this level of tourism has kind of become like the new norm, and people are kind of just like they're comfortable with it, and things are feeling good.
Yeah, no, that's good to hear, and it is wild. I mean, even just as a guy who's going around town during the middle of the summer, it's the post COVID boom, and then just kind of settling into the new norm. So, thank you both of you for being here. Victoria Wright from Visit Sitka, and anything related to the TBMP, you can look at tbmpsitka.com. And especially questions about that review process at the end of the season. And then, of course, Sitka's city tourism manager, new to town, Judson Rusk. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Great to have you. There will be more information on this on our website, kcaw.org. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. We'll take a look at the full zone and marine forecast for our listening area. Stay tuned.